Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Carroll, CBS News, on WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Adbiston on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Kemp. Thanks for watching this week's NC Spin.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser.
Hi-yo. Well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard
and Jim Reed
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Edda is standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Katz. The Nocturne we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dill here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Hey, everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters. WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raleigh.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Riley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
We're back on WPTF for the Weekend Gardener. What a lovely day we're having so far. I hope it stays that way. I hope it doesn't get too hot for folks at Dreamville. We're right next door. We heard some of them tuning up back and forth. Rufus was dancing out here. It was the darndest sight you've ever seen in your life with rabbit glasses.
Oh, yeah.
Bunny rabbit glasses, Easter bunny glasses.
I'm getting ready
dancing.
For that governor's ball tonight.
Yeah, you're going to the much delayed inaugural ball.
Yes, sir.
You going to dance?
I'm going fast dance. Up home, they say, you want fast dance?
They got shagging. They're going to have shagging tonight?
Oh, they probably will.
No.
Are the Embers playing?
I don't know who's playing. Wow. I hope so.
Yeah. So they're not going to have a symphonic type.
No, there will be no not the NC Symphony.
Okay.
Which is, by the way, the oldest state-supported symphony in America.
Wow.
Wonderful, wonderful
yes.
group.
They do so much for little kids. I remember they came to Watauga County when I was in elementary school and did Peter Wolf, and I'd never forgotten that.
My daughter, Adrian, is a cellist. She hadn't played the cello in a long time, but she did in many years in school. And her teacher, her instructor, was was a cellist in the symphony. And that helped her get into Carolina as she had a major in music, right. They offered her a scholarship, and so She majored in political science because that's what she wanted to major in, but she had to major in music, so she double majored and played in a lot of stuff there in the music building there where Andy Griffith studied music. So that was I love the symphony. I have a real soft place in my heart for the North Carolina Symphony, as I do for the town of Nashville, where I grew up. I want to thank our friend Cliff Joyner, and we'll have the Cliff Joyner saying of the week here in a moment. But Cliff and is president of the Chamber of Commerce, and he asked me to come speak at their Distinguished Citizen event. So I did that. All and right.
You made the headlines on the paper there.
I was so flabbergasted. I Melissa and I were driving back, as I told you off the air. We were driving back from Williamston, where there's Jenkins Antiques. We wanted to buy. They have specialized in craftique furniture. Craftique made furniture way on back up until, I guess, the 80s or whenever they went out of business. But they couldn't. Apparently, they couldn't resource enough mahogany to keep up with demand for their furniture. They make beautiful mahogany furniture.
Ooh,
so
wow.
We bought a bed, and so we were coming back and stopped at the Bojangles there for the facilities. And I said, I'm going to buy a graphic. And lo and behold, there's my picture and headlines.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the keynote speaker of a thing. I was that is as big to me as anything.
That's
well, it's not exactly the New York Times, but it's very
it
special.
It is to me. Yeah, the
it
graphic.
Is, yeah, it is to him.
The graphic. Yeah, those.
Wow.
There's some fine people. So I saw my best friend growing up, Steve Moore, and that was wonderful. And I mean, we hugged and hugged and hugged. And I saw other people, Nina Sue Thorne and Carol Evans and several other people that.
Oh, you and I made that paper one time for a visit there. They dropped by and
we did, yeah. With Cliff. We stopped at the Nashville Exchange. That is a really good eating place. So that's and I guess we'll. If you're not opposed to it, we'll stay and eat lunch after our remote in Nashville. We're going back the 26th of April. Last year we had to rush because your client had an event. We went to that.
Right. Yeah.
We had a good time out there answering garden questions.
Yes.
So, but if you're not opposed, we'll stay.
No, no.
I think Melissa's going with us, and so we're gonna.
We'll be back in time for a little event at the house.
Oh no! This will be the 26th. This will be the day after that.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
This will be after. This will be after the show.
Yeah.
All right. Susan, good morning. You're on WPTF.
I have a question. We have a really large camellia bush in our yard, and it finally it's finished blooming. The leaves are, some of them are turning yellow. And I put some 888 fertilizer under it. Is that normal for it to turn, some of the leaves to turn yellow, or do I need to do something else?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have put the fertilizer on it right now.
Are the leaves that are turning yellow closer to the trunk of the tree?
No, they're just all over.
Well,
is it a japonica? I mean, assume it's a japonica since it's just finished blooming. And if it's in a lot of sun, they tend to do that.
And some of ours got frost damage.
Yeah.
Some of the smaller ones we had for sale got frost damage a few, 2 weeks ago. So it could just be the weather and that sort of thing right now.
Yeah,
could be
Susan,
a little dry.
I've got about 80 camellias, and about half of them have leaves that turn yellow.
And you don't have that much sun out there.
No,
so I mean, they just...
Yeah, I wouldn't be alarmed
at all. It is an evergreen, too. I don't know that they're dropping leaves right now necessarily, but people get panicked sometimes when they see their evergreen trees with developing yellow leaves, but they do They are evergreen, but they do have to drop leaves occasionally.
Yeah, as long as you can see new leaves coming out on the tips of the limbs in a few places, you should be fine.
Okay.
They're going to just drop. They're just going to drop leaves. My holly tree, that big, big holly tree in the parking lot at the nursery, I noticed this morning is dropping leaves like crazy.
Yeah. I mean, if you're real worried about, does it have any spots on it or anything? Or?
No, I can't.
Yeah.
It's going to be fine.
I think it'll be fine. I wouldn't.
Don't put too much fertilizer.
Yeah, be careful with
it's
the fertilizer.
Very dry.
Yeah, because that has a lot of salt in it, and that's going to soak up any moisture that's around, and the roots would rather have the moisture probably. And maybe use a Espoma products that have a you know, real low,
or something.
Yeah, they have low nitrogen.
Okay. And the birds love it. It's right next to the bird feeder, and that's their place to go and then run to the bird feeder and get back in the tree.
That's great, to have a habitat for the birds. That's wonderful.
Hide from Mr. Hawk.
Yeah, and you can, if you need to prune it a little bit, now you can do that since the blooms have faded.
Okay, and one more question. I have ivy that's growing in my azaleas, and I've read, and I can't find anything that says how to kill the ivy that won't hurt the azaleas. And some of that ivy is getting very healthy, really healthy. I've been out trying to pull it up, but that's a lot. Is there anything I can do to get rid of it?
Well, Ann used to talk about taking a chemical of your choice, I guess, like Roundup.
Some type of brush killer.
Yeah, brush killer.
Takes more than Roundup.
And painting, yeah. So you need something more souped up than Roundup. You need a souped up Roundup. And paint it. Take a brush and paint.
Just take a paintbrush or something.
But
paint
you probably need to cut it. You need to cut it and then kind of paint the the stubble that's left that's connected to the root system.
Okay, so I just need to make sure I don't get it around.
Yeah, just don't spray it. Just don't spray it and don't let it touch the leaves of the plant that you're trying. But if you have it growing up a tree, then you can
cut it at the base.
Cut the base of it, and it's that's going to kill it. Irv Evans used to tell us around tax time is when the newer leaves would come out, and you're seeking, the newer leaves are more susceptible to whatever you spray or whatever chemical you might want to use.
The best time to do it is going to be after it rains, too, because then it'll be really soaking up the water, and it'll just get it right then.
Plus, if you look at the leaves of ivy, they're shiny, so the water kind of rolls off, or chemicals would roll off, so you need sometimes need a surfactant or a soap or something that clings to it if you're actually spraying. But, cut and spray, or cut and paint, or pull. So I hope that helps you.
Oh, thank you so much, Jeff. If I leave it there, will it hurt the azaleas if it keeps growing around them?
Well, it's going to be in competition on the root system.
It hurts trees. It hurts. I mean, it's kind of a leech. It kind of leaches the nutrients and also it weights down trees and it would weight down shrubs too. Yeah, I would say it would hurt. Yes.
Okay. I'll try to get rid of it. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. All the pollen we are seeing right now, it's getting all over your car and into your car. And so talk to the folks at King's Auto Service. They can do a little spring checkup, make change of filters in the engine in the driver's compartment. So get all of that done. You can get them to do most anything at King's Auto Service for your car. The checkups are good, though. Get things. Be proactive and get just like you are when you go to the doctor for a checkup. Get a checkup for your car, and that's going to save you some money. I can't guarantee it's not going to be it's not going to be cheap. Cars are never cheap to work on, but if you have to use it, and most of us do, then we want to keep it. We don't want to break down, and we don't want bigger bills from being neglectful of your vehicle. So get the AC checked. We're going to need that more and more. And the belts and hoses and tires and brakes, all the basic things that we need to be safe in our vehicles. And they can do a lot of other things if you'd like. If you have a hybrid vehicle, those big old batteries need to be checked out every once in a while, just like the 12-volt battery, and you should get that checked too. But get the hybrid batteries, because they have certified hybrid technicians at King's. Call King's today and schedule a courtesy battery analysis. Wait till Monday. They're open on Monday. King's Auto Service, easy to find at 1039 Northwest Street in downtown Raleigh and at kingautomotive.net. King's Automotive Service, Raleigh's most reliable auto care since 1946. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up from the Farmer's Market here at 1022. We're back on WPTF, the Weekend Gardener, and by golly, we're at the State Farmers Market, and we were here because of the city of Raleigh has a contest that is going on. We were so fortunate to have Zach Manor on, who is the urban forester for Raleigh. And City of Raleigh's Tree of the Year contest. So think of your favorite city or neighborhood tree and nominate it. And nominations will begin on April 2nd. Voting on the trees will be April 17th. And so the voting has already started. After voting, the Tree of the Year will be announced and honored on April 25th at Dorothea Dix Park on Arbor Day. So go to parksraleighnc.gov and search Tree of the Year to nominate your vote. So obviously you have to take a picture of it to your favorite tree. Steve is with us. Steve, you have a favorite tree in your yard or somewhere in the neighborhood or in Garner?
Well, we got one of those flamethrower redbuds.
Oh, wow, that would be a great nomination. That is one of my favorites.
But it's only a couple of years old, so it hasn't really gotten acclimated where it's at yet. I was so thrilled at seeing you guys last week live that I forgot to mention our Daylily Club meeting.
Yeah.
It is Sunday the 13th at JC Arboretum, and Leslie Platt is going to be demonstrating photography in the garden. So that is something that should be of an interest to everybody.
Absolutely.
So just remember, next Sunday the 13th at 2 o'clock at JC Arboretum, and it's open to everybody. So come on out. And on April the 23rd, we're having a cleanup day at the JC Park in the Daylily Garden there. So if anybody is interested in coming out for that, it's from 9 to 12 on the 23rd. So if anybody wants to come and help out with the garden cleanup, they're welcome to come.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay.
And in that thing about painting roundups, the sponge-type paintbrushes don't hold the liquid better, and you don't get a lot of flip splash because of the bristles on the brush.
That's a great idea, Steve. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll hold the liquid better. You won't drip so much,
uh-huh.
And the bristles won't splash the stuff all over the place.
Yeah, okay. That's why I like my stick. That PVC stick I've got with the rope at the bottom. You can just go in the most, places where there's lots of plants and just paint with that, and it does great.
Yeah, but those sponge ones do a good job too.
Right.
So anyway, just throw that in, just help out.
Appreciate it so much.
Well, Steve,
all right, thanks a lot for letting me call you.
Yes, sir.
Steve, all I planted right. my spider lilies.
Oh, you did? Did you give them all away?
Except the five that I kept.
Oh. Well, did the ones you get last time come up?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything, Steve.
Yeah, if you need more, just let me know. I've got plenty.
All right, buddy. Take
all
care.
Right.
Bye.
Love you guys.
We're going to go to CBS News, and then Brother Rigsby will be along for the news here on WPTF. We're at the State Farmers Market. Miss Monica says she's coming by.
Oh, good.
He'll be back. We are back at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh. Just had a lady come by and asked us where to find a vending machine. Said,
"That works."
I don't know.
She said there was one down there that didn't work, so she's headed.
Oh, there is a vending. Oh, yeah, there used to be one out on the side.
Yeah, she's
outside
headed.
Yeah, we sent her to the market shops because the market shops are plenty. And Monica's coming by, and she's going to talk all about the. We got another Steve that needs to be talked to. Or, mm-hmm. Hey, Steve.
Hi there.
How are you? You having a good day?
Good morning.
I'm having a good day. You brought up the subject of trees, and I've planted some Leland cypress trees along the border of our farm where it faces a new, wonderful 250-lot subdivision that we don't need. But anyway, we're planting Leland cypress as a border. And my question is, we've got a certain kind of Tipton sandy-loam soil and Norfolk and Orangeburg, those kind of soil types that work real well for most all of our crops that we grow here on the farm, from peanuts to soybeans to sweet potatoes. Used to be solid tobacco one time.
Where are you calling from?
Harnett County.
Harnett County. All right. Well, we know some fine people down in Harnett County, don't we, Rufus?
Howard Penny.
Representative Howard Penny
Howard.
And J.E. Womble and son.
Yep.
All those folks,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Ray Womble Jr. Runs that business now. His father's passed. But, yes, we're very familiar with Howard and with Ray Womble and all the Wombles in Lillington.
Well, we didn't mean to get you off track, but... We always have to mention them when we talk about Harnett County.
Well, of course, and our Senator Jim Burgeon over in the State
yeah.
Senate.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I haven't met him, but Rufus has.
Yeah, I saw him last night.
My next door neighbor.
Well, you need. We're going to be down, and we go a couple of times a year to J.E. Womble. We'll be down there in July, the first time this year, and you need to come visit with us, Steve.
Yeah.
Well, the last time you were there last fall, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, right. We were in October.
And unfortunately, fortunate for me, I was keeping my 8-year-old grandson that day, and we were fishing. So,
okay. Well, I don't want to disturb any fishing trips.
No. It was his first time to go offshore. His mother wouldn't let him go with me.
Wow. That was a big trip.
So I wanted him to see that fireball come up out of the water about 4:30 in the morning off of Hatteras. And,
absolutely.
You can't tell anybody about that. You've got to see it to believe it. But
I know. Did you go out to the Gulf Stream, or how far did you go out?
Well, the Gulf Stream from Oregon Inlet is only 20 miles, so it's a quick ride.
Yeah, so, that's great.
Of course. In fact, we went beyond that because we had to get into the high grass where the small mahi live and bed. And I wanted him to catch something that he could actually reel to the boat, you know, and not something big.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. So, he'll remember that of his life.
He will. He sure will. Anyway,
well, Steve, you mentioned planting Leland cypress. Why are you planting them? I did about 30 years ago, and I put them all around my property. The bagworms, they constantly blew over. I had to remove all of them. Now, I'm not saying that you don't have a better variety, but I'm just wondering why you chose Leland cypress.
Well, it was recommended by a couple of landscapers that have been doing a lot of that of late, where agricultural land is butting up against the migration of the Yankee boxes. So anyway,
right? They do grow quickly. They grow quickly.
And they provide the break and the wind. It also provides a good wind break that helps you avoid the type of soil erosion that comes with wind, where you don't have any barriers at all.
Right. We do warn.
I appreciate.
Yeah, we do warn that they don't always last a long time.
That's true. That's true.
If you need a quick plant, that's it. That's one of them, certainly.
What else would you recommend? I'm putting them 30 feet apart, so I'm going to fill in with other things. So what do you recommend?
Well, there are arborvitae, like Green Giant arborvitae is another choice.
And it's nice to make a mixed border in case something starts to die out, too.
That was my train of thought, anyway. But I appreciate Ruby.
Yeah, you know, I've seen in NC State, Carolina, both planted as a break magnolias.
Yes, magnolias.
Southern magnolia.
We have so that those might be something else. Cemetery. We have those in our family cemeteries, and I wouldn't mind planting some along the border, but because I wouldn't have to clean up after them.
That's right. Just let them grow to the ground. Absolutely. I understand that. Everybody who's had a magnolia understands that, or that type of magnolia.
They learn some new cuss words when they plant magnolias.
I know. You just can't. You can't rake them. You got to sit there and pick them up.
It's a mess. But anyway,
I never let a magnolia limb touch the ground, Steve.
Well, it won't matter with a wind break, I guess. But
they'll grow another magnolia within a year if you let a limb touch the ground.
That's what my grandfather told me. He said, "Keep it limbed up, boy." And I said, "Yes, I will."
Oh yeah, keep them limbed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. He also said that you never know how well off you are if you try to improve on it.
Yeah, that's the truth. He was a philosopher. Phil, what else would you recommend that Steve plant? Anything else?
I like osmanthus fragrans. We all talk about that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great – it grows well, and it's a great hedge tree, I mean, to mix in with the mixed border.
Where do you get those? I'm not familiar with
them. You should be able to pick those up at any nursery.
It's a sweet tea olive, Steve.
Yeah.
I have some 35 feet tall that is a perfect hedge.
And they're blooming right now. They got these tiny little blooms.
They
smell
wonderful.
Best smell, best fragrance.
Help me with the spelling on that one, because I'm not hearing you very well.
It's osmanthus, I think.
Osmanthus.
Osmanthus.
All right.
Another name is a fragrant tea olive.
Right. And it's the osmanthus fragrance.
Yeah.
There's a lot of osmanthus, but this is the fragrance.
And it's an evergreen that is very pretty evergreen.
And it gets wide.
Yeah.
So it's a great, it gives you a different color and texture, and it just makes a better border.
And they as opposed to the Leland cypress, are very reliable. It's not going to grow that fast, but it grows pretty fast.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, these are great suggestions, and I really appreciate your advice on that.
I'm sorry you didn't call earlier, because we had the urban forester from Raleigh is in Raleigh, and he could have given you some other ideas probably.
Well, I called earlier, but I couldn't hold on because I had some people working at the farm, and they worked by the hour, so I had to hang up.
Well, I don't want to disturb a farmer. Thank God for what y'all do.
Well, If I let them stand too long, they go to sleep, you know. So.
Yeah. Well, I do. We do too. So.
Yep.
All right. Well, Steve, thank you so much, and please don't be a stranger. Call us back.
I sure will. And you have a good day, and God bless each of you.
Thank you. Same
and
you to
you. You as well. Thanks.
All right. Well, that's good. Love talking to farmers. And hardworking people. 919-860-9783. 919-860-WPTF. We are... Now, Monica says she was coming by. I don't know when she was
here
planning.
She
yeah, she's got... Okay, good. Good for her. Well, let me do this for our friends and neighbors, as they say down at... folks at Imo's Garden, you know, like so many of you, the moment spring rolls around and the weather starts to warm up and all of that, by golly, it's incredible how things just start blossoming. And a lot of critters come out, too. Imo's Garden is there to help you out, though. There's something kind of magical about watching the first green shoots come out, the first blooms popping out. It's that time of year, certainly, nature wakes up and everything feels full of possibilities. But nothing crushes that gardening joy faster than moles and voles. Now, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Moles tunneling under your yard, leaving behind a maze of raised ridges and ugly mounds. And voles? Well, they're even worse. They're little troublemakers. They kind of chew on the bark, but devouring roots is their real specialty. Some of your favorite and maybe most expensive plants. Imo's Garden Mole and Vole Repellent is a powerful natural solution that gets the job done without harming the environment. Imo's Garden uses a special blend of botanical oils and natural ingredients to create a repellent that's tough on pests but gentle on everything else. No harsh chemicals, no toxic residue. Just a smart, effective formula that works by coating the moles and voles, food source, basically, making your garden and the whole yard a lot better. You'll find Imo's Garden repellents entrusted at the local garden centers, and a lot of those around Raleigh area and hardware stores, too. Hudson's Hardware in Garner and Clayton, Piedmont Feed and Garden Center in Chapel Hill. Of course, Campbell Road Nursery. You can find it here at Logan's at the State Farmers Market. So this spring, take control. Don't let up on moles and voles. Don't let them ruin your hard work. Choose safe, choose effective, and choose local. Choose Imo's Garden, your ultimate defense against garden pests. All right, Joel, do we need to take a break? All right, we'll take a break and be back with Miss Monica here on the Weekend Gardener from the State Farmers Market in Raleigh. We're back on WPTF's Weekend Gardener. We're running out of time. Monica, you showed up. You've been busy?
I have.
That's a stupid question, isn't it?
A little busy this morning.
Yeah.
We've been going hard at it since the gates pretty much open this morning, just manning gates and trying to keep parking for our customers. Of course, we have a big event next door today at Dick's Park, and they got a lot of folks coming in town for that. And of course, it's a big day for us, so we're doing the best we can to get all of our customers in and get everybody served, and so that they have plenty of parking. And a lot of great things here to come out today and shop for. Of course, we're busting at the seams with plants and flowers.
You are.
And you've got beautiful hanging baskets. There's vegetable plants, there's shrubbery, there's fruit trees, herbs, perennials. Gosh, the list just goes on and on. Any kind of plants you can imagine, I'm pretty confident you can find it here at the State Farmers Market. There's lots to see, lots to get, and go home and play in the dirt a little bit. Beautiful day to do so.
We were at Logan's last week. That has turned out very well. I am very impressed by what they have done.
It has. Talking about plants, that's just a continuous sea of plants over there, and so much more. All the potting soils and Other items that you might need for gardening, they have it all.
Yeah, they have a lot inside, too.
They do. And, they have some beautiful orchids over there and houseplants and so many other things in addition to everything that our farmers have down here in our farmers area. So if you love gardening, and I'm assuming that you just might if you're listening to this show, you've got to come out to the farmers market and check all the things out, support local, see all of our farmers, all of our growers, and help these guys get through their season.
I have never seen such a crowd as last weekend here at the farmers market.
Yes.
Somehow Melissa and I were able to eat at the farmers market restaurant. We were very thankful for that. We didn't think we'd be able to get in, but we finally did. But gosh, there were a lot of people, and I know there'll be a lot of people out here today.
There are.
And you have a new person to be a part of the farmers market.
I do. She's been with us a little while.
Come over here, Ashton, near Brother Rufus, and we want to hear from you. Yeah, that's right. Is that on? Yeah.
And Ashton is tagging along with us today, or with me today, as we've been running around manning gates and doing a little bit of everything. And so I told her to come over to see what the radio show was about.
Well, that's it. A little bit of everything is what goes on here.
That's
your job description.
Yes, sir.
She has been a temp with us since August, and she has been working at the front desk and helping out with those things, and we've just recently hired her as our administrative assistant. She's a fresh graduate from NC State, and so we're thrilled to
Go
have
pack.
Her. Yes, exactly. Go Pack. And she's an ag business
I'm
major.
I'm being nice.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Rufus Rufus needs to...
They're nice to me.
We're nice. Yes, we try to be nice. We do.
Well, Molly, I'm on you and Ashton can tell me, how do you determine who belongs to park here and who doesn't? How do you figure that out?
So we're just vetting every car that comes in. As they come in, we ask, are you here for the farmer's market, or are you trying to get, for Drainville? So we can direct them in the right direction. Because, of course, the parking for Drainville and the entrance gate and everything is not really right here at the market. It's a good little ways on around Centennial. So we're just trying to help them save on walking. And
do you have signs out that say?
We have signs everywhere. Okay. And then we have parking attendants at the gates and trying to help get folks to the right place, and it's working. It usually works well. We've done well with it. This is our fifth year with
pat.
We're getting through it. I think it'll be a great day for everybody.
Sure, and you'll be serenaded here before long.
Definitely.
We've heard a couple of them tuning up.
Doing their sound checks.
Yeah.
We've been hearing it all week. So
they
should be ready to go over there.
So you were a business?
Yes, I was an ag business major.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. Oh, pull it up. Sorry. Yes, I was an ag business major.
How about that? They got everything at stake.
Oh, of course.
Especially ag related.
Lots of agriculture.
Have you met the commissioner Troxler?
I've heard him speak twice. He comes, I think, every year. They try to get him to come for our department every year. And he just talks about pretty much anything that's going on in ag for that year.
He is as we say down home, a cat bird.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He is a real character.
He's always really, really fun to talk to.
He is a fun guy, and he is he may be the best commissioner. I don't know. It's hard to compare him to Commissioner Graham, for instance, who served for so many years. How long did Commissioner Graham serve, Rufus?
Over 25 years.
Okay, well, I guess Commissioner Troxler is approaching that.
I would say both of them are cut out of the same mold. I would hate to choose.
I know.
Between Commissioner Troxler and the sod father.
it would be tough, but we are blessed to have good ag leaders in this state, as agriculture is our biggest business, and you know that, of course.
Oh, absolutely.
So what are you some of your duties? Are you going to be talking to us on Saturday morning? She's not going to talk to us on Saturday.
Once in a while, possibly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've already told her she was.
I'm up to anything.
Yeah, that's fine. If you have to, we'll be nice to you. So, you have great expectations. I'm sure you're excited about being here.
Oh, I am. I'm very excited.
Wow,
I love the
wonderful.
Market. I love
the
industry.
Yeah.
So.
And Miss Monica needs help.
We
yes,
do.
She's
a great asset to the market.
Yeah.
So She's going to be taking care of a lot of our office duties and wherever else we may need her. So we're excited to have her. And she's learning. Earlier she told me, she said, I think it's the first day I've ever been here on a Saturday. I said, well, you're going to get well-versed today. There's seeing it all happen.
I think I've always come on like Fridays or Sundays. I don't think I've ever been on a Saturday.
And July is a time when a lot of people are out because there's so many more vegetables, locally grown vegetables out here.
Yeah, and right now with all the plants and flowers, everything's really just getting started for the season. And
Strawberries. Phil's already bought some.
Yes, there's some field ones, I'm understanding, just getting started. We're still seeing some of the tunnel-grown ones that have come in from down around Castle Hayne that we've had all winter long. And then we have, of course, all of the other strawberries that will be coming in. We'll have more folks moving in this week. I've already been hearing from them as this weather has definitely moved things along, even though I think we're hearing a little cold blast coming up the next few days. But they'll be doing that frost protection and have those berries here no matter what, as long as everything cooperates and they can get through it. And they normally do. They do a great job. But in addition to the plants and flowers, you can, of course, find a lot of the spring crops, your cool season crops like your lettuces and cabbage, kale, spinach.
Yeah, kale. Good old kale.
Kale,
yeah,
of course. Bring me. Okay. Just for you, Rufus.
Okay.
Just for you. Of course.
And, makes him shake when people bring
kale.
Up.
Yeah. Yes.
Just so much enthusiasm.
And then, you know, we still have sweet potatoes. We have a lot of greenhouse crops like tomatoes and cucumbers.
Did you mention asparagus?
Asparagus is just starting to show up a little bit here and there. And then we do have spring onions, and still there's some of the fall crop of apples that you can find, sweet potatoes all the time, and so many other wonderful things you can find all throughout the farmer's area, like baked goods, local honey, the fresh salsa. We have some folks that come through with a lot of different specialty foods, especially on the weekends, and a few craft items that are popping up in throughout the market with our Taste of Spring pop-up event that we do. And got to always stop by our craft shed that's just beside the seafood restaurant, Gourmet Lemonade, the Kettle Corn. And we have a new tenant that's taken over the Kettle Corn booth. And so be sure to stop by and welcome them. They're doing a great job so far. Got some new flavors and lots of fun there. The baskets, there's handmade baskets. Easter's coming up, so one of those baskets would be perfect to fill it up with some Easter goodies. Maybe hop around the market and fill it up with some North Carolina products. And
did you say hop around?
Hop around, yes.
You got your glasses. Now you need to hop, Rufus.
Yes.
You can do the bunny hop tonight at the inaugural ball.
That's right.
How about that?
Exactly. And doing all that, you know, and supporting North Carolina local products is always a great thing. And I think the Easter Bunny would be just fine with that.
Yeah.
To fill those baskets with some North Carolina goodies. And the Hunter Pork Center is just behind the craft shed. Of course, the seafood restaurant is a great place to come out and enjoy a meal. We have our other restaurant, the State Farmers Market restaurant up on the hill with good country-style cooking. Logan's with all the great things over there. Super Sod, Market Shops, Old Country Store with so many wonderful products. So stop, come by, see us. We're open 7 days a week. And we love having you guys here anytime.
Thank you, Ms. Monica. Thank you, Ashton. Nice to meet you. Brother Rufus, Phil, thank you very much. We love you. And Rufus, we'll be at the Aluminum Company of North Carolina next week for the
Absolutely. Be the first your dog thinks you are.
All right. Goodbye, everybody. See you next week.